Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, November 10th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Kruger is investing in a demonstration project for carbon capture and reuse at its Wayamagamack mill. Also making headlines this past week, a worker was killed in a forklift rollover at a Smurfit Westrock site in Yakima, Washington. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Canada. Kruger invests in demonstration project for carbon capture and reuse at its Wayamagamack mill. Kruger Incorporated has announced a $23.75 million investment in an innovative demonstration project for carbon capture and reuse at its Wayamagamack mill in Trois Rivières, Canada. Now, this initiative was made possible by the support of the governments of Canada and Quebec, with contribution of $8.15 million through Natural Resources Canada's Investment in Forest Industry Transformation Program, also known as the IFIT, and $9.5 million from the Techno-Climate Program, funded by the Ministry of Environment, the Fight Against Climate Change, Wildlife, and Parks. For this project, Kruger is partnering with the developers of carbon capture technology, Mantle Capture Incorporated, a pioneering North American startup founded by engineers and scientists from the Massachusetts Institution of Technology, affectionately known as MIT. Together, they are investing a total of $6.1 million. The promising technology has already proven successful at the laboratory scale and will be tested for the first time in an industrial setting at the Kruger Wayamagamack Pulp and Paper Mill. Among its many groundbreaking features is the use of cutting-edge absorption fluid, molten borate salt, which can withstand extremely high temperatures, up to 600 degrees Celsius. Wow! This crucial distinction allows for the direct integration of the capture system into a steam boiler. Dayline Yakima, Washington. Worker killed in forklift rollover at Smurfit Westrock site in Yakima, Washington. A 62-year-old man was killed when a forklift rolled over on top of him on Tuesday, November 5th. Yakima police were called to Smurfit Westrock's Long Fiber Road operation shortly before 10:55 p.m. local time Tuesday for a death investigation. YPD spokesperson Yvette And Zunza said the investigation has been turned over to the State Department of Labor and Industries. The man was identified as John Sherbick of Yakima. Yakima County Chief Deputy Coroner Marshall Slight said the forklift went over an embankment and flipped, crushing Sherbeck underneath it. Slight said Sherbeck, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died from crushing injuries. His death was ruled accidental. Dateline Spokane, Washington. Clearwater Paper completes sale of its tissue business to Sofidel America Corporation. Clearwater Paper announced the successful completion of the sale of its tissue business to Sofidel, a subsidiary of Sofidel S.p.A., for $101.06 billion in cash prior to the customary purchase price adjustments. The transaction represents a significant step in Clearwater's transformation into a premier independent supplier of paperboard packaging products to North American converters. Terms of the sale were first announced on July 22, 2024. Here comes a quote, quote, "This is the next big step in transforming Clearwater into a premier independent paperboard packaging supplier in North America." That's what they just said, said Arson Kitch, president and CEO of Clearwater Paper. Arson continues, quote, "While it is the right business decision, it is a bittersweet moment for our company. We are parting ways with our valued colleagues, and that's difficult. The tissue team has built a fantastic business and delivered strong results. I am proud of their work and wish them well. We'll use the proceeds from the sale to pay down debt and strengthen our balance sheet. We will be well positioned to scale and diversify our paperboard business to create long-term value for our shareholders," end of quote. As previously announced, the company will release its third quarter 2024 results on Monday, November 4th, 2024. That's tomorrow. Mr. Kitch and Chief Financial Officer Sherry Baker will discuss the results during a conference call that day at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Additional information can be found at Clearwater Paper's website at clearwaterpaper.com. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper to close Georgetown, South Carolina pulp and paper mill. The company announced a permanent closure of its Georgetown, South Carolina mill. The mill will shut down in stages with a full closure expected by the end of 2024. Now, the Georgetown mill produces approximately 300,000 tons of fluff pulp designed for a range of consumer applications from baby diapers to incontinence products. GCF plans to retain 100% of the mill's fluff pulp capacity by transferring production to other mills to further reduce the company's exposure to commodity pulp grades. The mill also produces uncoated free sheet papers that it sells to Sylvamo pursuant to a strategic contract, which International Paper and Sylvamo have mutually agreed to terminate as of December 31st, 2024. Quote, "This decision is especially difficult because of the impact on hardworking employees, their families, and surrounding communities," end of quote, said Bernie Chassin, Georgetown Mill Manager of International Paper. In total, 526 hourly employees and 148 salary employees will be impacted. It means they're losing their jobs. All employees will be offered severance benefits, outplacement services, and access to mental health resources. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline, Iowa. January closure set for Quad Graphics printing facility in Waukee, Iowa. Quad Graphics Printing has announced that it will be closing its Waukee plant in January because of reduced demand for printed directories. The company's announcement on Iowa's Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification, or WARN, website states that the Waukee facility will shut down January 10th, idling 88 workers. In an emailed statement, Quad Graphics said the decision to close the printing plant in Waukee, which specialized in the printing of directories, was driven by reduced usage of printed directories as consumers rely more on accessing information through mobile devices. The statement did not specify the kind of directories Quad publishes. Quote, "The decision to close the plant reflects the pressures and is part of the company's ongoing strategy to optimize its platform by consolidating print work into plants that offer the greatest manufacturing and distribution efficiencies and overall value to its clients," the statement said, adding that the printing currently done in Waukee will be absorbed into a Sussex, Wisconsin plant. The statement also praised the quality of its workforce in Waukee. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline Helsinki. Store Insu boosts wood supply to Oulu packaging site with Finnish sawmill acquisition. Store Insu has secured wood supply for its Oulu packaging board site by acquiring Finnish sawmill company Junakakala Oy. The acquisition, valued up to 137 million euros, aims to ensure cost-efficient wood sourcing and bolster Stora Enso's wood products segment. Closing conditions, including regulatory approvals, with completion expected by mid-2025. Junakakala Oy, a Finnish sawn timber producer, operates three sawmills, including a new facility near Oulu. This strategic purchase will enhance synergies, provide wood chips and pulpwood, and biomass for Oulu's packaging board site. Hans Solstrom, Stora Enso's president and CEO, emphasized that the deal will support the startup of a new packaging board line and improve operational efficiency. Now, the acquisition of increases Stora Enso's annual wood procurement in Finland by 1.7 million cubic meters and adds 700,000 cubic meters of sawmilling capacity. Integration will enhance resource efficiency, reducing costs while balancing saw log and pulpwood supply. Junakakala Oy's operations will merge with Store Enso's wood products divisions, generating an estimated annual synergies of 15 million euros once fully operational. Founded in 1960, Juna Kakalaoi employs 230 folks who will transition to Store Enso following the acquisition. The deal solidifies Store Enso's presence in the Baltic Rim wood market and boosts byproduct supply for pulp and energy use at the Oulu site. Dayline Finland. Metsä Board initiates change negotiations for potential layoffs in Finland. Metsä Board Corporation has announced and initiated change negotiations regarding potential temporary layoffs at its paperboard and BCTMP mills in Finland. Now, these talks will impact approximately 1,100 employees across seven mills. Joutseno, Kassanidin, Kimi, Cairo, Tampere, Simpele, and Anakoski. The company plans to implement the layoffs if necessary for up to 90 days in several phases throughout 2025. The negotiations will start in week 46, I don't know when that is, and it's expected to last for 2 weeks. Metsä Board is making these preparations to adapt production to potentially lower delivery volumes if demand remains weak next year. Specific details regarding the timing, duration, and scale of the layoffs will be determined during 2025. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Jacksonville, Florida. Rayonier Advanced Materials' Jessup, Georgia facility resumes full production ahead of schedule. Rayonier Advanced Materials Incorporated, a leader in high-purity cellulose, last week announced that its Jessup, Georgia facility has resumed operations ahead of schedule following an isolated fire on October 11th. All production lines have returned to producing on-grade material at full capacity. Here comes a quote, quote, "We are pleased to report that our Jessup facility is back to full production," said Delisle Blomquist, President and Chief Executive Officer of RYAM. Delisle Blomquist continues, quote, "Our dedicated teams work tirelessly to restore operations quickly and safely, ensuring we continue to meet the needs of our customers," end of quote. The company continues to assess financial impact of the incident, including potential insurance recoveries, and will further provide updates during its third quarter earnings call on November 6th. That's this week, folks, so stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Bulgaria. Mondi announces closure of its Stamboljski paper mill following fire. Following a fire at Mondi's Stamboljski mill in Bulgaria on Tuesday, September 24, 2024, the Mondi Group has announced that it will permanently close the mill. The fire caused extensive damage to the 100,000 metric ton per year brown craft paper machine, and it stopped production at the site. Thanks to the swift and professional response on that day, everyone on the site remained safe, the company said. Now, after evaluating the options for repairing the mill and the ongoing investment required for the mill to remain competitive into the future, Mondi has concluded that closing the mill and serving customers out of its network of other craft paper mills is the best closure or course of action overall. This decision will unfortunately affect around 300 Mondi Stamboljski employees, the company said. Quote, "We are aware that this is a challenging time for our employees and the community at Stamboljski's, and we are continued to providing full support and collaborating closely with the unions and works council to find the best possible solution for all affected employees," says Roman Sinaski, COO of Kraft Paper of Mondi. Dateline Lake Forest, Illinois. Pact of Evergreen debuts Smart Pour, pourable containers and two new beverage carton filling machines. It's exciting news, folks. Pact of Evergreen Incorporated introduces an innovative packaging solution with the launch of its patented Smart Pour package. Made in the USA! Smart Pour packaging features easy-to-pour and resealable closure, making it an ideal container for pourable, dry ingredients like premium cereals, crackers, snacks, baking ingredients, pet food, powders or formulas, and powdered laundry or dish detergents. Now, Smart Pour containers eliminate the need for a plastic bag insert, providing messy bag-in-box spillage, while the resealable closure and barrier technologies keeps contents fresh. With a sturdy design that maintains its shape, Smart Pour is perfect for consumer packaging goods companies looking to enhance product visibility on their shelves and preserve the packaging integrity of products ordered via home delivery services. Smart Pour packaging is food safe and FDA compliant, and it comes in six sizes, six of them, folks, a vertical and horizontal layout, and three heights, offering a customizable solution for a variety of packaging needs. Good work, folks. Congratulations. This is great. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.